Hello and welcome to the Florida CPA Today podcast with Mia Thomas, former chair of the FICPA and current director of learning curriculum development for the FICPA. And now it's time to hear from your host, Mia Thomas.
Thank you for joining us on today's podcast. Today we will talk about the CGMA designation. I personally hold this designation along with my CPA certification. CGMA stands for Chartered Global Management Accountant. Companies are hiring the best and the brightest. The CGMA designation is recognized worldwide, and globally it sets a high standard for finance and accounting professionals working in business and industry. According to Statista, a leading statistics portal, in 2018 there were over 2 million people in the U.S. providing accounting, tax, and related services. So just imagine worldwide how many people are doing accounting and related services. Today, I have with me Morgan Watson, the Director of Development with the Florida Institute of CPAs. Morgan is a CPA and a CGMA and truly knows the value of the CGMA designation. Morgan, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Mia. It's great to be with you.
Morgan, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I live in the Tampa area, and working with the FICPA, I reach out to members all around the state. I have always loved numbers and been interested in accounting really since my high school years, when at my very first part-time job, my father, who is not in the accounting profession, taught me about internal controls. So that piqued my interest and began my journey. As I worked at other part-time jobs through college, I was in entry-level accounting positions and finished my degree. I'm a double major in accounting and finance. I started my career with Deloitte and audited with them for several years in the world of public accounting before going into business and industry. And then I spent about 15 years in a variety of roles, internal audit, financial planning and analysis, and as a controller before starting my own consulting business. And after enjoying that for another 15 years, I joined the FICPA about 5 years ago.
Oh, so you started when you were in kindergarten?
Not quite.
So why did you become a CGMA designation holder?
When I first learned about the CGMA, I was thrilled that there was a designation specifically geared to accounting and finance professionals who work in business and industry. I'd spent the bulk of my career working in that field versus public accounting, and I was really excited that there would be recognition for the skill sets that are required, as well as online learning and other resources that would really help individuals in business industry drive their careers forward. The CGMA acknowledges the breadth and depth of the skills that are in demand by companies here in the U.S. and around the world. And most everyone knows what CPAs are and what we do, but the CGMA is new in the U.S. The AICPA introduced it to CPAs in 2012, and then last year, now CGMA paths are available to all accounting and financial professionals. So awareness is where we're trying to get everyone to be aware of all the opportunities.
That is great, Morgan. I know that when I was practicing in my CPA firm, I had clients from Europe, and they would comment that their accountant back home, like in England, was a CGMA as well. So they truly understood the value of the CGMA. Do you see companies and firms looking for CGMAs as an added requirement when looking to hire somebody?
Yes, not only when looking to hire, but even within their existing staff and talent. Because the CGMA really does differentiate their talent from traditional learning. Having this additional credential really demonstrates that you're interested in adding qualifications and an aptitude for learning and growth. And now it is truly global, that companies around the world are recognizing the value of this learning.
I can see that, especially since people are remote as well, working, you can work anywhere, and that CGMA designation is truly important for those, global environments. So,
and exactly, because so many companies, wherever you're located, even if you're a relatively small company, you may have a global footprint.
Mm-hmm. What are the requirements on who can become a CGMA designation holder?
The most important requirement is that they really want to be prepared for the future of finance. The specific requirements to earn the CGMA designation include having a minimum of 3 years of relevant work-based management accounting experience and passing the CGMA strategic case study exam and being a member of the AICPA. Please note that being a CPA is no longer a requirement. Initially that was, but it is no longer a requirement. So the CGMA Finance Leadership Program really helps candidates learn at their own pace and prepare for their exam success. There are three levels where you can enter the CGMA learning now. There's operational, management, and strategic, and each level has its own case study.
What about existing employees? What do they have to do to go through that process, or is it the same process as someone coming in brand new?
It's a similar process. It's an individual's academic degree and work experience determine the level of their entry point on their path to becoming a CGMA. So to successfully complete the online learning and pass a levels exam, it's suggested for the strategic level, for example, would be someone who has an accounting degree and at least 3 years of experience. The management level might be someone who has a finance or another business degree and 3 to 5 years experience. And the operational level can be an individual who may not have any kind of a business degree, but now they've been in the accounting and finance area for 5 to 7 years. They really have an aptitude for it, and they really want to add some skills to their and a designation to their professional experience. So each level of the CGMA Finance Leadership Program just immerses a candidate in real world scenarios. It's designed to truly add competencies that they'll use on the job immediately.
Wow, so that's terrific. Can you give us an example of maybe some organizations that you've worked with that have gone through this process?
Yes, we have several of the larger employers in the Tampa Bay area, for example, have had people go through it and currently have still some going through. They acknowledge that the skills are truly added while you're in the process of learning. You're asking more strategic questions. You're offering maybe more insights from the data that you've already been reporting on, but now you're really offering insight in how that can be used for strategy within the company. And so the beauty of the CGMA learning is that you can apply what you're learning right away.
It's real time.
Yes.
And helping the organization, you know, move forward.
Exactly.
That's great. So it's a 2-for-1, right? So the CGMA designation definitely sharpens their management skills and increases their influence as leaders. In the world of learning and development, we need to think ahead into the future. Nelson Mandela once said, "Education is the most powerful weapon which you can use to change the world." With the CGMA being a global designation, tell us about the professional development activities that will help someone advance their career and how this will impact organizations with this additional CGMA designation?
Big question. But I agree with you, and I love the quote from Mandela, because the shelf life of knowledge is becoming shorter these days. Mm-hmm. And while we all need to embrace lifelong learning, the CGMA is a great vehicle to do that because it teaches how do we get beyond producing accurate financials. That's where all of us have our comfort zone in the accounting and finance world. We really love those numbers. We love to crunch out those reports. But the CGMA program helps add skills, people skills, management skills, leadership skills, and how it teaches how you can offer insights from those financials. For example, maybe you'll use a dashboard and have a visual representation of the numbers for people who aren't as comfortable with the accounting language. So the CGMA curriculum really builds on all the technical skills that we begin our careers with and add those skills that really help you move forward as an individual and help your company move forward.
Now, that is so terrific, and it's definitely worth the time to be a better accountant or financial practitioner. Thank you, Morgan, for your time today and sharing your insights on the CGMA designation. We are living in exciting times, and it is great for our listeners to be reminded of how they and their organization can grow. So Morgan, tell us how our listeners can get in touch with you.
Absolutely. I can be reached by email at morgan@ficpa.org, or you're welcome to call or text me at 813-992-9889. You could also follow me on Twitter @MorganWatsonCPA, or please connect with me on LinkedIn.
Great, Morgan, we appreciate you. And you know what? I love following you on Twitter and LinkedIn because you love your job. I just love all the things that you put out there. So please contact Morgan to learn more about the FICPA resources and how you can become a CGMA to transform you and your organization in the future. Visit us at www.ficpa.org or call 850-224-2727 to learn more. Until next time, keep smiling.
Continue the conversation with the Florida Institute of Certified Public Accountants. Become a member and follow us on social media for today's trends and hot topics.